Pink, Dave Matthews, John Legend sing for Biden campaign GOTV concert, Joe will keep us safe. That's all we need to know. By David Ng on October 26, 2020. A slew of Hollywood pop stars including Pink, John Legend, and Dave Matthews performed in an online concert Sunday to rouse support for the Biden-Harris campaign. They were joined by a bevy of left-wing celebrities, including Helen Mirren, Armie Hammer, Whoopi Goldberg, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Amy Schumer. Joe will keep us safe. That's all we need to know, Cher sang at the end of the concert, which also raised money for the Biden Victory Fund. Joe and Jill Biden put in a brief appearance during the virtual event, answering softball questions from hosts George Lopez and CNN's Ana Navarro. The Latino community can determine the outcome of this election across the nation, Joe Biden said, adding that Latinos now account for 20% of the population. It's an enormous opportunity. Jill Biden added, Latinos will have a seat at the table. At one point, Joe Biden confused President Donald Trump with one of the George Bushes. Kamala Harris recorded a brief video segment in which she urged voters to make a choice that will return decency, dignity, and integrity to the White House. Helen Mirren noted that she is a first-time voter after becoming a U.S. citizen a few years ago. The British actress encouraged first-time and infrequent voters to cast their ballot. I think it's important for the soul of America, for the character of America. Whoopi Goldberg echoed other celebrities during the concert who described the election as an opportunity for a national course correction. I'm just going to do everything I can to get out the vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the actress said. It's just important for us to shift courses. It's important for us to take a minute for this correction, which we desperately need. Armie Hammer used his segment to bash the Supreme Court nomination of Amy Coney Barrett, accusing Republicans of trying to load the bench however they want. It's a scary thing. George Lopez bashed Coney Barrett, saying that she has only been a judge of 3.5 years, while failing to mention that Justice Elena Kagan had no prior experience as a judge prior to her Supreme Court nomination by President Obama. Pop star Pink said in a pre-recorded message that we are this close to electing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and setting a new course for our country. She added, we need decent, compassionate, and committed leadership in the White House. Watch below. Other performers included the Black Eyed Peas, Darren Criss, and A$AP Ferg. Cher concluded the evening with a number dedicated to Joe Biden, adapted from the song Happiness is a Thing Called Joe. Right now our country's gloomy, fear is in the air, she sang. But when Joe's president, hope is everywhere. She continued, troubles fly away and life will easy flow. Joe will keep us safe. That's all we need to know. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.